Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Al Petrelli! Music director extraordinaire, musicianship extraordinaire, Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Take the spotlights, please put them right about there. The glitter is great, the smoke and fog. Oh, there's flames. We're set.
This has been my favorite conversation all morning. What do I say after that introduction, my brother?
I got to give Al some props here, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't know, Al Petrelli has been in the music biz for the majority of his life. He played with Alice Cooper, Megadeth, Asia, Savatage, an established studio session guitarist. And after all of those years of traveling, dum, dum, da, dum, the ring goes on, the life changes, right, Al?
Yeah, my beautiful wife is actually in the other room. She joined me for a couple of days off in New Orleans, you know, with five beautiful children. Everything in life is perfect, my friend. And thank you for mentioning that. It really is just so blessed and so fortunate. You know, sometimes I look in the mirror and go, really? I must have done something right in my previous life. It's going on 23 years since we first recorded, and I believe this is 19 years in a row touring. I'm 99, so whatever that math adds up to be. I'm trying to remember the first time we came through town. It had to be the Bronco Bowl. It's been a while. Now, I mean, you know, American Airlines Arena, two shows. It's so much fun. And we're coming back through town. Our brand new drummer is from your area. Blas Elias got together with us about 5 or 6 months ago. He's been an incredible addition. And if I'm not mistaken, I thought he told me he grew up in Dallas or Houston, but I'm pretty sure he said Dallas. But he's a Texas boy, and we're going to bring him home.
Congrats on the new band member, and thanks for bringing him back to Texas. And Al, it has to be so gratifying to know that every year new people are discovering the Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
It's such a mix of people who have fallen in love with Paul O'Neill's story, who have adopted it as part of their holiday tradition, and they've embraced it in their families. And they go out and they talk to, you know, their family members, their uncles, their aunts, their grandparents, their grandkids, whatever. And they just say, listen, I got to take you to the show. You got to come see the show. I saw the most unbelievable show last year. And that's something that we could never have marketed. You can't sell something that people really don't want. This is the beauty and the artistry and the genius that is Paul O'Neill. People have adopted this story that goes to Christmas Eve, like It's a Wonderful Life, A Miracle of 34th Street. I mean, my family was a little weird, so we watched The Godfather on Christmas. You know, but that's Italian Brooklyn weirdness.
I'm going to make him a Christmas offer he can't refuse.
He can't refuse. Leave the gun. Take the gun always. Unbelievable. Anyway, I'm just proud to be part of it. Some nights I'll stand on that stage and I'll look at it and I go, I can't believe how this thing has grown up. It's be like having a child.
This has been like a baby since you first started with it, and you've seen it grow up through the years, and now it's like you sit around 23 years old.
It's a young adult that's gone out into the world and accomplished more than I could have ever imagined. Mm-hmm. I mean, if this is Paul and his family's child, then I'm just like the weird uncle in the corner, you know, with the guitar. You don't notice incremental growth. You really don't. But like when you look in the rearview mirror and you look at what's been accomplished for over two decades, now you go, wow, this is amazing, and I'm so proud of it. And every time we walk on that stage, the audience has a sense of that, because we're going to give you a perfect show, because this is something we are so proud of and have embraced, as well as the folks watching us.
Al, for those who have never seen Trans-Siberian Orchestra, tell them about the Trans-Siberian Orchestra's show, The Ghosts of Christmas Eve.
The Ghost of Christmas Eve is a beautifully written Frank Capra-esque story. Paul O'Neill wrote that, I think, in 98 or so. It's about a teenage runaway, young girl, who finds shelter in an old abandoned theater on Christmas Eve. She's tired, she's scared, she's lonely, she's cold. She just wants to go home. She doesn't remember what the fight was about. She doesn't remember why she ran away. The parents don't remember why their baby ran away. They just want their little girl home safe. So it's, you spend that like 11 or 12 hours with her just before midnight on Christmas Eve. And that in itself is a beautiful story, because obviously, you know, all Paul stories have happy endings. She finds a way home. All is good in the world. What I didn't realize for a bunch of years now is that as we're playing this music and our narrator, Phil Branden, is telling the tale and the singers are singing the lyrics, everybody in the audience took it to heart, because everybody in the audience misses somebody, especially around Christmas. Insert your name to the story, your situation to Paul's words, and it became about you. And I think that's why people have like gravitated towards it and embraced it so.
I've had multiple people to call me over the years and ask me the premise of the show. What's it like to experience to try to make it simplified for someone, I say it's rock meets Christmas with a wonderful Christmas story blended together in a theatrical production.
That's perfectly said. Just don't forget 18 trucks of pyro and lasers.
Because when you drive around the back of American Airlines, you're like, hey, wait a second. Are they building a new American Airlines center?
Exactly.
Somewhere?
It's absolutely unbelievable. And listen, but again, it's grown up. In 99, our first store, we had one 24-foot box truck and a bus. And we were happy with that. And a fog machine, you know? So that's it.
And a mirror ball. Hey, like it was a low budget show. We did the best
exactly.
we could, right?
Exactly. Oh, my God. So much fun to watch this thing, though. And, you know, listen, I can hear the enthusiasm in your voice. You've worked on this with us. We've worked on it with you, the folks in your community, everybody across the board.
I can proudly say this is going to be my third year working with you guys here in Dallas. You guys are just phenomenal, not only your performances, but the way you embrace your audience and the way you communicate with them. That is so important. You set a high example for performers. I think they can learn a lot from you.
Thank you for saying that. I appreciate that.
When I talk to younger artists who are just trying to get their start, maybe they've been in the business for a few years, they're shopping their demos, and they're trying to get a deal with a label, or they're trying to go the indie route. I've actually told a few guys, I said, you want to see showmanship? Go see the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. People want to be entertained.
Mm-hmm.
Always leave them wanting more.
Always leave them wanting more. And not only that, don't forget the art. Paul O'Neill taught me the most important story. If you pay attention to the art form, everything else will fall into place. At the center of all this, all the lights and the lasers and the pyro and the moving trusses and these massive video screens, all that stuff, is a beautifully written score and a beautifully written story. You can't polish something that's not already a gem. A lot of younger people, they're like, well, you know, if we do this, we do this, and we have acrobatics, and we like, no, dude, you need a great song in the center of it, and then build a story around it, or you need a great story and build a song around it. You know, Andrew Lloyd Webber, who was one of Paul's biggest influences, if you listen to the individual songs from Jesus Christ Superstar, each song is a great song, but the real genius is that how he tied it all together to retell the oldest story ever, the greatest story ever told. The same with Tommy, with The Who. If you listen to any one of those, Pinball Wizard, Uncle Ernie, We're Not Going to Take It, whatever it is, each song holds up on its own. But Paul always said, yeah, but when you tie these together, how much more important is the lyric and the story? I'm like, yeah, you know what? You're right.
And speaking of Paul O'Neill, I should interject here in case our listeners aren't aware. Paul was the creator, putting Trans-Siberian Orchestra together over 20 years ago. And unfortunately, we lost Paul this year. That has to add a different dynamic to the feeling of the group this year, this is your first holiday season without him.
Yeah. You know, this was all Paul. I was just grateful to be there to help him in whatever way, as was John Oliver and some of the other people, to watch him and his family steer the ship, watch this child of theirs grow up. And again, me and Oliver were probably just like the crazy uncles in the corner. On a personal level, you're devastated. Everybody's lost somebody. This isn't something that somebody else hasn't also felt. I can only imagine how his wife, his daughter, and the immediate family feels. He was my best friend. He was my boss. He was my producer. He was a million things to me. He's a big brother. Mm-hmm. But Paul always taught us, he goes, listen, whatever your troubles are, you leave them on the side of the stage. You can grab them on the way off the stage. You walk on that stage, it's a perfect show for the audience because it's the audience's first show. We roll into Dallas. I might have done this show 40 times, but for the folks in your community, this is their first show. Therefore, it's my first show again.
Speaking of community, Al, TSO has always donated a portion of the proceeds from their shows to charity. And this year, you guys are donating to the house that 98.7 K-Love built. We are building a home with what is called Dallas Habitat. We are going to be enabling a person or a family into home ownership.
Awesome. God bless. That's so wonderful. You know, Paul always wanted is just like, do something to help somebody's trajectory in their life. If you change one moment of one person's life, do you know the ripple effect that that can cause?
Exactly. There are families all across America who are in that financial area where they make just a little too much to get some assistance, and they don't make enough to be able to be a homeowner, but they're trying. Yeah. They're working maybe two jobs, trying to keep their kids in school, and Dallas Habitat has found families exactly like that who are making an effort, and they're going to teach them how to be a homeowner, how to handle a mortgage.
That's wonderful.
It is. And thank you and TSO so much to make the house that 98.7 K-Love built, in fact, a reality.
Well, we're grateful to be part of your community. And also remember, it's the people over there that are buying tickets. One of their dollars is going back into their town. You know, Paul just wanted to tap everybody on the shoulder and say, it's the holidays. Let's do something good. Let's help somebody. The most important thing that's occurred because of the Trans-Siberian Orchestra are the relationships that have developed because of it. The relationships we have with you, with the community and everything, we come through year after year after year. We don't want to do anything other than help, at least help people help. This is what Paul taught us. This is what Paul was. This is the idea and the ideal behind the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. It's not just coming and doing a rock concert. There's so much more to it than that.
Brother, thank you so much. Looking forward to the show again. Hopefully I'll get a chance to see you really quickly and shake your hand.
I look forward to it.
The show is this Friday at American Airlines Center. There's the 3:30 p.m. matinee show, which 98.7 K-Love is part of. And if you can't make it to the 3:30 show, there's also an 8 p.m. show. Mm-hmm. But those are the only two shows for this season with the Trans-Siberian Orchestra's The Ghost of Christmas Eve. And make sure you go. Al, thanks again. Best to the band. See you guys tomorrow. And blessings to everybody with TSO.
All right, my brother. You be good. I'll see you next time.